Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Welcome to the Just Glow With It podcast, a lifestyle and personal development podcast inspiring women to glow up and create the life of their wildest dreams. I'm Jasmine, podcast host, certified life coach, and your go-to glow girl for all things living an aligned life of abundance, beauty, and luxury. Just Glow With It is for the modern woman who is here to do the real work, make mindset shifts, and are also down for happy hour with the girls. We're combining the metaphysical and material world in order to create our most aligned, high vibe, and abundant lives. If you're ready to tap into your glowness, uncover your divine purpose, and live a fabulous luxe life, then keep on listening. As always, remember to just glow with it. Hey besties, welcome back to another episode here on Just Glow With It. I hope you guys are all having an amazing week so far. I am recording this episode on a Tuesday afternoon. I've had a pretty productive and aligned day so far. I woke up, did my morning routine, did a little bit of work, created a reel / TikTok that was a little bit different than my normal content. It was an IKEA home decor haul situation, which was really fun to create something, you know, different than the norm. I prepped lunch for myself and my partner, and then I worked out and showered, did my skincare, and now I am here recording this episode for you guys. And this week's episode was actually inspired by a TikTok trend that I've been seeing going around lately, and maybe you guys have seen it too. It is the Be Delusional trend, where basically people share their stories and their experiences on how by being delusional and believing in themselves, they have manifested certain opportunities or achieved certain goals and really changed their life by simply being delusional or believing in themselves and having faith that something was going to work out, even if they had no business thinking that it would. With this trend going around and hearing all these stories, I realized that this whole concept of quote unquote being delusional is no different than acting as if when it comes to the process of manifestation. It's essentially the same thing. The TikTokers have just given it a different name. Being delusional is the same thing as acting as if. So apparently for the last few years of my life, I've been delusional, because reflecting on my journey, I've definitely manifested some crazy things that I never thought were possible for me by simply believing in myself and having the nerve, the audacity to believe that I can do something or I can achieve something and actually going for it. And if that's what being delusional is, then I'm all for it. So I wanted to share a little bit of my experiences of the things that I've manifested and made happen by simply being delusional or acting as if. But I also wanted to go deeper with this topic, because what I felt is missing with these like TikTok videos and things that we see on social media when it comes to these concepts and these trends and things like that is sometimes it's not as easy as it looks. If you were to just watch a TikTok video of someone's talking about how you should be delusional, you should believe that you can do whatever and go for what you want, yes, that sounds pretty straightforward, but it isn't until you actually try to do those things that you may realize it's not as easy, whether it's because of certain limiting beliefs or fear or blocks that, you know, you have because of your past and your upbringing and things like that. And for me, I know when I first started my manifestation journey and I made the decision that I wanted to intentionally create the life of my dreams and not just let life happen to me, I was met with a lot of resistance, a lot of fear, and a lot of pushback. I remember reading, you know, in like manifestation books and listening to manifestation podcasts, one of the things that they talked about was acting as if, meaning act as if you already have the money that you desire. Feel as though you already have your dream career, your dream partner, your dream home, whatever it is that you're trying to manifest. Believe and act as if it is already here, aka be delusional. And I remember in the beginning when I would get into the acting as if stage, it was so difficult for me to actually believe or feel as though I already had the money that I wanted or the job or the apartment or whatever it was that I was trying to manifest at the time. For some reason, I struggled so much with allowing myself to believe that I could have it or that I did have it or having faith and being delusional. It was just very difficult for me. And so I wanted to share my two cents on this topic, because what I've realized in my journey is the reason why it's difficult for some of us to be delusional, act as if, or have faith is because it requires a certain level of faith and uncertainty. And to trust in uncertainty and to have faith in something that you cannot see or feel or touch, that is very difficult for people who were conditioned to be realistic or practical their entire life, or for people who have experienced nothing but disappointment in their life. For me, I have experienced both disappointment in my life, and I also was conditioned to think and be practical and realistic and play it safe and all of that stuff. So when it came to the concept of act as if, believe in yourself, be delusional, that was all foreign to me, and it felt unnatural and impossible for me to do those things. So this episode is really for anyone who wants to manifest their desires, learn how to act as if, and hop on this trend of being delusional and believing in yourself. This episode is for you. But more specifically, this episode is for all my people who have been told their entire life you need to think and be practical. You need to be realistic about your goals and your dreams. You have to play it safe. You need something secure and stable. And for my people who have experienced nothing but disappointment their entire life, whether it's disappointment from your parents, your friends, your childhood, yourself, this episode is for you, because not only am I going to share by being delusional or acting as if and having faith in yourself can transform your life, but I'm also going to show you how you can begin to act as if and be delusional and have faith from the perspective of someone who struggled to be able to do so and who had so much resistance in acting as if, having faith, and being delusional. Because when you do have those past experiences that I talked about, it's not as easy as TikTok or social media makes it seem. Yes, it can seem pretty straightforward when you're hearing these stories and you're hearing people say, be delusional, have faith in yourself, just go for it. But when it comes down to like the nitty gritty and actually doing it, there's a lot of things that come to the surface that prevent you from being able to do that. So my intentions with today's episode is to help you remove those limiting beliefs, remove those blocks that are preventing you from believing in yourself fully, from acting as if your desires are already here, from being delusional and thinking that you can make the impossible possible. Because when you remove those blocks and you give yourself that permission, you can quite literally change your life in ways that you can't even imagine right now. And I want all of my besties listening to be able to tap into that power. And these are all the things that I wish I knew when I first began this journey. So I hope that you find this episode super helpful, super inspiring, and motivating. So if you enjoy this episode, I would so appreciate if you could leave either an iTunes or Spotify review so that more people can discover this podcast, and post this episode on your Instagram stories, tag me in it so I can thank you, share this episode with anyone who you think needs to be delusional and believe in themselves. So without further ado, let's just go ahead and begin. So by being delusional or acting as if, it has quite literally changed my entire life and the way that my life has changed since giving myself that permission to think beyond my wildest dreams and go for what I want. I was able to move to a big city out of state and into my dream apartment and kind of hit refresh on life and start over and really go after the things that I want. I was able to create my dream career working for myself. It started out as being a coach, mentoring women from all around the world, to now more so being a full-time content creator. And I get to do work that I love, that is inspiring, that is beautiful to me, but also to other people. And I get paid to do this work that I'm doing. And I get to work with these amazing brands that I personally love. And I just wake up every day and I can't believe that this is my life. And I created this whole career for myself doing what I do and getting paid to do what I do. And the fact that it doesn't even feel like work, I never thought that this could be possible for me. I have been able to manifest amazing, beautiful, down-to-earth friendships that I know will be friendships for lifetimes, and I even manifested old friendships back into my life too. I have also created an amazing community on here and on my platforms overall, like my YouTube and social media, where I get to inspire, motivate, help, guide women and men and all people all around the world just by my words and my work. And the fact that I can live in my purpose and touch as many lives as I do within this community is so beautiful to me. And again, I never thought that this could be possible for someone like me who grew up in a small town and grew up in the family that I did. I never thought that that could be possible for me. I've also had the opportunity to work with not one, but two of my biggest inspirations in life. And the fact that that was even in my reality at one point is just mind-blowing to me. And I still can't believe that I had that privilege and opportunity to work with people that literally inspired me to create my own dream life and live my best life each and every day. And the fact that they saw something in me that they liked and wanted to work with is just crazy to me. And overall, by simply being delusional and acting as if and believing in myself, I have experienced so many beautiful things and places and have had these amazing opportunities and created a beautiful life for myself that I never ever would have thought was possible for someone like me. And it's all because I gave myself the permission to dream big. I gave myself the permission to act as if it was possible and be delusional. I'm sharing these scenarios to let you know how much your life can change if you give yourself that same permission. The impossible becomes possible. It becomes your norm. It becomes your basic way of living, and then your dreams, you know, get bigger and bigger. However, the thing that TikTok, social media, and other platforms may not tell you about acting as if or being delusional or believing in yourself, whatever you want to call it, what they don't tell you is sometimes having faith or believing in yourself can be really, really difficult. Especially if you are someone who was told all their life that you had to be realistic, you had to play it safe, you had to follow a certain path, and only certain things were possible for certain people, or if you experienced nothing but disappointment in your life, it can also be difficult to have faith or to believe that good things can happen to you because your past experiences have told you otherwise. In my experience and in my journey, acting as if has been
harder than any physical thing that I've had to do to reach my goals and my desires. I could easily create a YouTube channel and post videos or create content, make blog posts, work with clients, whatever. I could easily do those things. But to believe and have faith that what I'm doing can work and that I can make it happen and it can take off and it could, you know, become my full-time career, believing in that was much harder than actually showing up and doing the work. Acting as if being delusional, it requires a certain level of faith and trusting in the unknown. And as I said, if you are someone who has experienced so much disappointment in your life, or you were told all your life you have to be realistic, you have to be practical, having faith in the unknown and uncertainty is not going to come naturally to you. It just isn't. And that was my personal experience and why I struggled with being able to believe in myself and have faith and act as if and be delusional. So as I was sitting down making notes for today's episode, I took a deeper look as to why it was hard for me in the beginning to have faith and be delusional and act as if, so that I could get a better understanding and also you guys could get a better understanding. And if you resonate with this in any way, you know what it is that you need to do to be able to have faith and act as if and be delusional so that you can manifest your dreams and your desires as well. So one of the first reasons why it was hard for me in the beginning of my like manifestation process and journey to have faith and act as if is because all my childhood and my life up until the last few years, I was so used to facing and feeling disappointment, whether it was from friends, from family, school, myself. It happened so many times throughout my childhood that expecting disappointment or failure became my default mode. So when I started to try and manifest things that I never had before, I always felt a bit of resistance or fear because, again, my default mode was still the same, which was to expect disappointment. So of course, if I try to manifest, let's say, my dream job, if my default mode is to expect to be disappointed or expect to fail or expect to not work out how I want it to, it's going to be hard for me to feel excited or have faith because my default mode is the complete opposite. I couldn't fully allow myself to dream as big as I wanted or believe it could happen because of my default mode that I had based on my past experiences. The other reason why having faith or acting as if, being delusional, was very hard for me was because I was conditioned, again, my entire life based on what I saw growing up and based on the small town that I grew up in, that being realistic and being practical was the only way that I could live my life, basically. All I ever saw or knew growing up was people taking a very safe, stable, realistic approach to life, whether it was, you know, the job that they worked or getting married and, you know, just sticking to the status quo. There was never anyone in my life or in my family or that I knew that did things that were not the realistic or practical route. So because of that, it was hard for me to imagine what was not in my reality. It was hard for me to picture anything else other than what I had been shown or taught or told my entire life. So I want you to take a moment to reflect on your own upbringing, your own experiences, and what you've been shown and told and felt your entire life. Were you told and made to feel like you have to be practical, you have to be realistic, and you know, you have to do things this way because it's the only way? And really take time to acknowledge where your default mode is at, okay? Is it where you expect things to not work out? Is it where you expect the worst in every situation, or you expect things to not work out how you want, or you expect to feel disappointed? Wherever your default mode is at is going to have a direct impact and influence on what you feel you can accomplish and how you live your life and how you approach your life as well and what you believe is possible for you. when my default mode was that of disappointment, expecting the worst, not having faith in myself, I did not take risks or chances in my life. I did not attempt to even dream big. I did not attempt to really go beyond what was in my current reality, because what was the point? I was going to fail anyways, or it wasn't going to happen for me anyways, or it's only possible for really rich people, or whatever, you know, my thoughts were. So it's really, really pivotal if you truly desire to change your life, manifest your dream life, and have what it is that you desire, that you take into account where your default mode is at right now and what you've been taught and shown growing up, because it is going to have an impact in your present life now if you don't choose to work on those things. When it comes to how to be delusional, how to act as if, how to believe in yourself and believe that what you want, what you desire is 100% possible, is this. This is how you do it from the perspective of someone who struggled to believe in themselves in the first place. So the very first thing that I had to do to be able to even begin acting as if and having faith and believing in myself was to make space and room to dream. Chances are, if you have had a similar experience to me, your default mode is going to make it difficult to see beyond your physical reality, or you probably have some level of fear and resistance when it comes to allowing yourself to like dream beyond what's going on right now, or dream beyond what you think is possible. In this case, it's so pivotal, I think, to carve out time in your daily life to allow yourself, to give yourself permission to actually dream, to actually wonder, what if I could do this? What if this could be possible for me? What if I could make that happen? And for me, the way that I was able to make space and room to dream was, one, through meditation. I think first and foremost, it's really important to get to know what it is that you really truly desire. Start listening to what your intuition and what your heart is telling you. And the way that I was able to receive those messages for myself was to sit in meditation and ask myself, dear higher self, what is it that my heart truly desires? What do I truly dream of? And I would sit in meditation, and whatever words or pictures or thoughts or feelings came up for me, I would take note of that. That is how I got the realization that what my heart truly desired was to work for myself, to create content, move to a big city, all the things that I'm doing now. Had I not made that time to connect with what my heart desired and not what, you know, my parents told me or my friends or whatever, I would have never known. So make time to connect with what your heart and what your intuition desires. The second way that I make space and time to dream is to then visualize those things actually being in my reality. So it's one thing to admit to yourself, I want to be a content creator, or I want to be a fitness coach, or I want to be a makeup artist, whatever it is. It's one thing to admit it to yourself. It's another thing to begin visualizing, picturing it being your reality. So visualizing for me really helped me to begin to tap into those feelings of, what if I did do this? What if I did make it happen? What would my life look like if I was doing that thing now? Or if I was living in that new city? Like, what would that actually look like? By visualizing and picturing it in my mind, it started to feel a little bit more real. And of course, as the more that you do it, the more that your dreams and your desires start to feel more real and more possible. But you have to get comfortable or get familiar with these dreams and these desires. Another method that really, really helped me to, one, give myself this permission, but also tap into those feelings of like, what if I could do this, was scripting. For those of you who don't really know, scripting is basically a journaling method where you write out what it is that you desire, or what it is that you want, or how you want your life to look like, as if it is already happening in present tense. So let's say you desire to move to a new city in a beautiful new apartment, and you have this brand new career where you're thriving, right? So to help you kind of make space and room to dream about that and give yourself permission to believe that it's possible, the way that you would script that out is writing in your journal as if you are already living in that new city, in that new apartment, and in your new job. So something that I would say would be like, "Dear universe, I am so, so grateful to wake up in this beautiful brand new apartment where the light shines through from every room and there's natural beautiful lighting everywhere, and my neighbors are so nice, and I love this new city that I'm in. There's so much to do every weekend and it's so beautiful. There's mountains and palm trees everywhere. The weather is so nice. I am gonna go to a new bar this weekend and check it out, and I'm so excited to explore more. I feel so excited and happy and just inspired to be where I am right now, and I start my new job on Monday, and I'm just so excited to excel and be an asset to the team," and blah blah blah. So you really want to not only write it in present tense, but you want to be as descriptive as possible, because getting descriptive is going to almost trick your mind into thinking that it already happened and that it's already happening and it's here, and that leads you to really being able to believe and that it can happen and to tap into those feelings as if it has happened. Meditating, visualizing, and scripting have been my bulletproof methods to making space and room to dream and envision and actually get familiar with those desires of mine. The second most important thing that I feel is necessary for those of us who struggle with being delusional and acting as if and having faith is to flip your limiting beliefs. So chances are, if you struggle with having faith and believing in yourself, acting as if, it's because there are certain beliefs blocking you from being able to do so. So tell me if these statements that I'm about to share with you guys resonate with you in any way, if they sound familiar to you, okay? So these are some common limiting beliefs that I personally have had and that I know people most commonly deal with when it comes to limiting beliefs and going after what they want. So first, "But do you really think you can do that? Won't it be so hard? That's not realistic or practical. You should do this instead. You can't make money doing that. But it's so rare for someone to make it in that industry." Or, "But that industry is so oversaturated now. But what if you fail? What if it doesn't work out how you want it to? What will you do then? Who are you to do that? Why would anyone care what you have to say? But what will people think? What if they make fun of me?" If you resonate with any of those statements in any way, they must be worked through right now, because these are the exact beliefs that will hold you back from being able to allow yourself to be delusional, to act as if, and to have the nerve to go after what you want. And the way that we work through them is by replacing them with self-serving beliefs. And you replace them by consistently shifting your thoughts and shifting what it is that you choose to believe. Be so consistent with this until it becomes your new default way of thinking and feeling. So in the beginning of my own journey, when I was working through my limiting beliefs, I used to write each affirmation 3 times each every single day until it became my natural state of mind. And now I still practice my affirmations, but I don't have to do them as much or as often, because my natural way of thinking or believing has evolved and shifted so much that now I don't have to force myself to think a certain way. In the beginning, you might need to force yourself to think differently, and again, it will feel unnatural and weird, but do it enough, it will then become your default mode. And we want our default thoughts, our default feelings, to be the things that actually serve us as opposed to work against us. So just some ideas of how you can replace your current limiting beliefs and thoughts. These are some of my personal favorite. I actually am capable and I can do that. Whatever challenges come my way, I can overcome them and they will make me stronger and wiser. Being practical is overrated and I refuse to settle. I give myself permission to dream beyond my wildest dreams. I can make money doing only things I love and align with me. It doesn't matter how many other people are doing it, I can do it too and be successful at it. But what if I do succeed? What if I win? What if I make all of my dreams possible and it's even better than I can imagine? It's not my job to make people understand. My only concern is to listen to my intuition and trust that I am being led in the right direction. So these are some of my personal affirmations that I like to practice and remind myself of when I am falling back into old ways of thinking. And speaking of intuition, the third thing that I feel is most important in being able to manifest your desires, act as if, be delusional, all of those things, is to listen to your gut, your intuition, over anything else. As you begin to expand your imagination and you give yourself that permission to dream and be delusional and act as if, you may also begin to receive what I call downloads or intuitive guidance or these feelings that you can't explain, these feelings to do something, to go somewhere, or to say something. Whatever you are being called to do, to say, to change, to go, do it. These intuitive messages that you receive, they may not always make practical sense. They may challenge your ego a bit, but it's all in divine nature and your intuition will never lead you astray. Your intuition, your gut, your higher self, whatever you want to call it, it is always, always, always leading you towards your intended path and where you are meant to be. Always. In the last few years where I've intentionally listened to my intuition over anything else, it has never led me astray or led me down a situation that I shouldn't have been in or in an opportunity that didn't align. The only time I quote unquote made a mistake, because I don't believe in mistakes, I believe in learning lessons. The only time I've made a mistake or I've accepted a situation that actually wasn't right for me or whatever was when I went against my intuition. Your intuition will not do that to you. It is always going to take you down a path that is of your highest good. And as I said, sometimes our intuitive downloads that we receive or the, you know, messages that we get, it may challenge our ego sometimes and it may not make sense. And I want to give a very perfect example of what I mean and why trusting what our intuition is telling us over our ego is so important. Back in 2018, that is when I finally allowed myself to admit to myself that I wanted to become a life coach. I knew that this is what I wanted to do, and it took me a while to accept or give myself permission to do that. So I decided to get my certification and get certified as a life coach so that I could begin my coaching practice. And when I finally got certified, at the time I was working in a corporate environment. I had a super demanding, mentally exhausting, draining, toxic job. It was one of the worst jobs that I've ever had in the many jobs that I've had. And the pay was great and all. You know, I got great pay, 9-to-5, benefits, all the things that we should aspire to have. Yet I knew that if I was serious about building my coaching business and being able to work for myself and mentor these women that I wanted to work with, I knew that I needed to make a change. And what my intuition was telling me to do was to find a less stressful, less demanding job so that I could have more time, more energy to work on my side hustle. By listening to that intuitive message of quit your job and find a less stressful, less demanding job, that led me to looking for part-time jobs. And that's how I manifested my job at the yoga studio that I worked with back home. Going from working full-time in a corporate environment where I got benefits, the pay was great, to then transitioning to a part-time job that was minimum wage and obviously part-time hours and things like that. Although I knew that this was what my intuition was telling me to do, it was also very hard on my ego because I felt like I was going backwards. I felt like what I was doing wasn't making sense because the goal, right, what we're told is that we should always strive to move up the ladder and to work our way up and, you know, to make more money every time. And here I was doing the complete opposite. I went from full-time, great pay, benefits to part-time, minimum wage. No benefits. This was very, very challenging, especially for us who are told you need to be practical and stable and safe and blah, blah, blah. Like I had moments where I was like, what am I doing with my life? I am 20. I think I was 24 at the time. I'm like 24 years old. I'm working at a yoga studio. Like, why did I do this? And it was scary because, again, being delusional and having faith requires a certain level of faith and having trust in the uncertainty and in the unknown. And that is not easy to do when you've been told your whole life to be the exact opposite. But I had to remind myself of the bigger picture and what I was working for. Because the truth is, I could have easily stayed at my corporate job, or I could have easily gotten another full-time, great-paying job and did that for instant gratification. But that wouldn't have helped me reach my end goal, at least not for me personally. And my end goal was to eventually start my own coaching business that I could do full-time and do content creation and make it my full-time job where I'm working for myself. While I was working at the yoga studio, I had to constantly remind myself, I am here because I have a bigger picture in mind. And being here is giving me that time, that energy, that space, the opportunity to build something for my future. So by choosing to follow my intuition, I ended up meeting my best friend at this job. We both started around the same time and we have been so close ever since. I also have met a ton of other like-minded friends and people who have played a pivotal part in my life, in my business, and in my overall growth. I met people who have become friends, who have helped me to grow my business, and of course, like eventually quit and do it full time. And I know that I wouldn't have gotten where I am today had I not followed my intuition, which led me to those people, those friendships, those opportunities. Like, it all just led me to where I am now, all because I allowed myself to be delusional and I listened to my intuition. And now, because of that, I have a best friend. I have this career going for myself. I have all these connections and these people that I've met and these friendships that I've cultivated. And I'm sharing this story to remind you, or to let you guys know, the power in listening to your intuition, the power in trusting your gut and not worrying about what other people may think or say about you, and not trying to explain your path to yourself, because sometimes you don't even know. Like, you don't even quite understand what your intuition is telling you. You just have to trust that it's guiding you towards where you're meant to be. Even just sharing the story, it re-inspires me to continue down the path that I'm on and to continue listening to my intuition and continue being delusional and going after what I want and dreaming my biggest, wildest dreams. And now I'm starting to see the people in my life do the same for themselves. And it's just so beautiful and inspiring and exciting to witness my favorite people be delusional, to believe in themselves and actually go after what they want. I see my partner doing it with his stuff that he's doing. And it's so beautiful to see him like step into who he has always been meant to be, and to see my best friend do the same thing as well. And my best friend and I were very alike in the sense that we tend to naturally be very practical, realistic people. She's a Virgo, I'm a Taurus, we're both earth signs, so we're very like practical, safe type of people. And to just see her admit, this is what I want to do, or this is what I see for my life, and I'm gonna make this change to help me accomplish this big dream of mine, it's just makes me so excited. And we even have both decided to be on this path together of being delusional. And we were having a conversation the other day where I jokingly but not jokingly brought up the idea of us moving together to a certain city and living in the same city together. By me jokingly bringing that up, we have set things in motion for that to happen in the future. We're just being delusional together. My best friend and I are finally, soon, when the time is right, will be living in the city of our dreams together at the same time. I don't know when it's happening or how or the details. I just know that it's happening. It's just happening. And ever since we both decided that we want to be delusional and make this happen, the both of us have received so many signs and synchronicities about this city that we want to move to, like a ridiculous amount of signs and synchronicities. And that is another thing to look out for when you decide to be delusional and act as if and believe in yourself. When you are on the right path, you will know it, you will feel it, you will receive signs and synchronicities to let you know you are exactly where you are meant to be and you are headed in the right direction. So I feel so excited to know that I am on the right path, the people in my life are on the right path, and we are heading in a similar direction. And I'm just so excited to see what manifests in the near future by simply being delusional and believing in ourselves and in the idea that it can happen, because it can and it will when it is meant to. And I'm just so excited. All right, my loves. Well, that is my two cents on this whole concept of being delusional, acting as if, believing in yourself, etc. I hope that this was insightful and more in depth than just be delusional, believe in yourself. Like, I really wanted to get a little bit deeper because I feel it's important to know and to shed light that sometimes these concepts are easier said than done. And sometimes we have to do some internal work to be able to manifest our desires or to accomplish certain things or to reach new levels in our lives. It's totally normal to have these blocks and these obstacles that stand in our way, but we have the power and the ability to remove those obstacles by shifting our mindset, by choosing differently, by having the audacity to dream our wildest dreams that are beyond our physical reality. Well, my loves, I hope that you enjoyed this episode. If you did, you already know what to do, and I would appreciate if you could share this episode with anyone who you think needs to hear this message. And until next time, remember to just glow with it.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.